insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد والثناء لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيب قلوبنا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى آل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين لا سيما بقية الله في العالمين روحي وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفداء. السلام عليكم brothers and sisters. I'd like to welcome you to our program, and we hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enables us to benefit from a few more of the verses of the Holy Quran. First, let's hear the verses.
وَإِذِ اسْتَسْقَى مُوسَى لِقَوْمِهِ فَقُلْنَا اضْرِبْ بِعَصَاكَ الْحَجَرَ فَانْفَجَرَتْ مِنْهُ اثْنَتَا عَشْرَةَ عَيْنًا قَدْ عَلِمَ كُلُّ أُنَاسٍ مَّشْرَبَهُمْ كُلُوا وَاشْرَبُوا مِن رِّزْقِ اللَّهِ وَلَا تَعْثَوْا فِي الْأَرْضِ مُفْسِدِينَ.
We arrived at verse 60, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us another example of the blessings that He gave the tribes of Bani Israel, the Bani Israel, the nation of Bani Israel. And just as a reminder, this is part of a series of verses that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is addressing Bani Israel, the tribes of the children of Israel, the Jewish tribes that were at that point, they were actually being addressed to the tribes outside of Medina, but there are the vocab that is used, the phrases that are used are actually more general and addressing the whole tribe altogether. Now in this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us of this blessing that He bestowed on the Jewish tribe. He says, وَإِذِ اسْتَسْقَى مُوسَى لِقَوْمِهِ. And when Moses prayed for water for his people. What does this story refer to? The story is regarding, now in order to explain this, first I would have to repeat something that I mentioned in one of the previous sessions, and that is that these points are not in a historical order because this is not a history book. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not trying to tell us history. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is trying to tell us certain points that are, in this case, the blessing that He's bestowed upon the people. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala banned the people, the Bani Israel, because of their disobedience, because of them not listening to what Prophet Musa told them, and that was to fight the people that were the corrupt people in Jerusalem in order to take over that city. When they disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they were banned from entering the city. When they were banned, they had to go into the Sinai desert. That's where they were. Now, in a desert, one previous verse, actually it was verse 57, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that in that desert they didn't have food, we sent them the food. They didn't have shade, we gave them the shade with clouds. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent special clouds. In this verse, it talks about a different aspect from that same story, and that is that in that desert they didn't have water. So, when Moses prayed for water for his people, فَقُلْ نَضْرِبْ بِعَصَاكَ الْحَجَرِ. Now, I want to remind us all, so many miracles have happened for these people. It's amazing. It is just amazing the number of miracles that these people as a tribe, and within not a very long lifespan, I think one generation has seen all of these miracles. And it's interesting that after seeing all of these, there's still, you know, some of these people are disobedient. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, at this point, when Prophet Moses prayed for water, we told him, we said, strike the rock with your staff, with the cane that he had. There was a stone there. There was, according to one narration, he had a stone that he would have to hit with the cane that he was carrying, the stick that he was carrying. فانفجرت. After he did that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فانفجرت منه اثنتا عشرة عينا. Again, we see the cane coming in. Prophet Musa's, in a lot of the miracles, we see the cane or the hand stick that he had is being used for the miracles. This is a stone. They're lacking water. It's a desert. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, hit the stone. Then what happens is, فانفجرت منه اثنتا عشرة عينا. There are at 12 fountains gushed forth from it. قَدْ عَلِمَ كُلُّ أُنَاسٍ مَشْرَبَهُمْ. Every tribe came to know its drinking place. Now we all know, and for those who don't know, giving this as a fresh point, in Surah Yusuf, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that the children of Israel, because we know Israel is actually one of the nicknames of Prophet Ya'qub, the son of Prophet Ibrahim, one of the sons. We know Prophet Ibrahim had one son that was Ya'qub, that Bani Israel were from. His nickname, one of his nicknames was Israel. Then he had Prophet Ismail as well. So anyhow, in that surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when it talks about the dream of Prophet Yusuf, he says that I saw 11 stars prostrating to me. The 11 stars are referring to his brothers, and he himself, that makes 12. So the children of Israel are the children of these 12 sons of Prophet Ya'qub, which was Israel. So there's 12 tribes within the larger tribe of Bani Israel. And obviously, as this verse tells us, we realize that those tribes, you know, they had kept their lineage straight, that, you know, I'm from this tribe, I'm from the children of, let's say, Yusuf, or the children of Benjamin, as we have in Arabic. So anyhow, these 12 tribes, each of them was given a stream. When the Prophet struck that stone with his stick, 12 springs started to gush out, and these were these little springs were the drinking places for each of these tribes. قَدْ عَلِمَ كُلُّ أُنَاسٍ مَشْرَبَهُمْ. And the other point is that this was done in a way, the way the water flew or started flowing, okay, was in the direction of each of those tribes in a way that they didn't have to ask which one is ours, which one is theirs. Is this our tribes? And, you know, them starting to fight about whose tribe is which spring and all of that. No. When the Prophet hit the stone, the water started gushing out, and the direction that it took was 12 different directions, and the directions that it took was to each of the dwelling places of these tribes where they had taken their places in that desert. The tribes had, each of them had a separate place, apparently, according to this verse, what we understand from this verse. And each of those streams started taking one direction, and they went to one of these tribes. So they didn't even have to ask. The stone was struck by the stick, the little spring started to flow in 12 directions, such that these people knew which one they have to take their water from. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala repeats what he had said in verse 57 again. كُلُوا وَشْرَبُوا مِن رِزْقِ اللَّهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't want us to stay away from the pleasures, the good things that He has provided for us. He has provided for us. Okay, in this life, He doesn't want us to stay away from that. No. Eat and drink min rizqillah, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has provided, the provision that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has provided for us. وَلَا تَعْثَوْ فِي الْأَرْضِ مُفْسِدِينَ. The only thing is, what we need to keep in mind, what we need to stay away from is, do not act wickedly on the earth, causing corruption. وَلَا تَعْثَوْ. تَعْثَوْ means extreme corruption. وَلَا تَعْثَوْ فِي الْأَرْضِ means do not cause extreme corruption. Okay, Mufsidin is emphasizing that point. Do not be the corrupt people on earth. Eat and drink from what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has provided for you. The commands that He has given us, eat this, don't eat that, drink from this, don't drink from that. These are only to keep us away from what is going to corrupt us, what is going to cause us harm. Okay, so eat and drink, but don't cause corruption. Corruption is when we eat what we're not supposed to eat. Now that which we eat, is either somebody else's and that's why we're not supposed to eat it without their permission. That's one type of corruption. One other type of corruption is eating something that is going to be harmful to my soul, like pork, like dog meat, like the other muharramat that we're supposed to stay away from. So these are what is corruption. So eat and drink, but stay away from what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us to stay away from, and that is staying away from corruption. Don't be the ones that are going to be causing corruption on the earth.
وَإِذِ اسْتَسْقَى مُوسَى لِقَوْمِهِ فَقُلْنَا اضْرِبْ بِعَصَاكَ الْحَجَرَ فَانْفَجَرَتْ مِنْهُ اثْنَتَا عَشْرَةَ عَيْنًا قَدْ عَلِمَ كُلُّ أُنَاسٍ مَّشْرَبَهُمْ كُلُوا وَاشْرَبُوا مِن رِّزْقِ اللَّهِ وَلَا تَعْثَوْا فِي الْأَرْضِ مُفْسِدِينَ.
We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us act according to what was said in this verse and to apply it to our lives. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allah subhanallah, Allah hamdalillah. Allah subhanallah, Allah hamdalillah. Allahu ya Hannan, Allahu ya Dayyan, Allahu ya Hannan, Allahu ya Subhan. Allah subhanallah, Allah hamdalillah. 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 Allah subhanallah, Allah hamdalillah.